Ms. Walorski, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Murphy, the original transfer of property on which the West LA VA sits was intended to house veterans. How many veterans are being housed on that West LA campus? Not, and I don't mean the ones as patients at the hospital or treatment facility, but how many homeless veterans are being housed at that facility overall?
If I may refer that question to Dr. McDougall. Thank you.
818 homeless veterans are being housed on the campus at this point.
And that's not inpatients and that's
not treatment. No, that's not inpatient. This is just homeless veterans in one type of housing or another, emergency, transitional, long-term housing.
And is the, are the housing units full? Is there a waiting list?
I don't know if there's a waiting list or not.
Are those houses normally full?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
And then I guess the follow-up, Dr. McDougall, would be to you as well. With the massive population of homeless veterans in that L.A. area, I am still trying to figure out the follow-up to what Dr. Benesch, a baseball diamond and a bird sanctuary. Mm-hmm. How in the world does that achieve the goal of housing veterans?
Moving forward, it will be part of the master planning process, and there will be working with any entity that's on campus right now to fully leverage, if they want to stay, to fully leverage their resources to provide direct benefit to the veterans.
And I know you're new. I feel sorry that you're new and sitting in a congressional hearing. So you were you aware of this debacle when you were hired?
No. I mean, well, peripherally aware of it. But not until I read the GA report did I realize how severe the situation was.
And Dr. McDougall, again, I have another question. The former West LA director lived in a 3,500 square foot house provided by the VA on the facility's campus. And I believe other West LA execs lived on that property as well. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Fair market rental rates of multi-bedroom houses in that area are approximately $10,000 a month. How much did former director Biter pay?
$2,450 a month.
$2,450 a month. And how much do each of the other facility leaders pay to live on that property?
It depends on the size of unit they have, but it's between $1,500 and $2,000. But we do follow the National Quarters Management Program, and we use the tool provided by the Department of Interior to calculate the rental value.
And have they been paying that all the way along or just in the last month since you've come in?
No, it's raised, it's a biweekly payroll deduction, so we are able to monitor that, and the rent is raised every year or reevaluated every year. And it's, I know that it's being raised in March.
That's quite a deal. I'm sure American taxpayers are interested, considering the immense homeless veteran population in and around the LA area, how the very purpose of the property of which that complex sits is to house homeless veterans. Aren't the houses and land VA provides to facility leadership better suited to actually support additional veterans in addition to the 818?
We are taking over in my office the quarters management program, and we'll be rolling that into how we evaluate land use in the master plan overall.
So it's interesting that given this master plan that we're all waiting for with bated breath, that it's interesting that this place has sat there. It's housed unaccountable organizations. It's been used to do laundry, to play baseball, and to provide a bird sanctuary for those interested in birds. And yet the homeless population in this country is the highest it's ever been. And with the influx of more veterans coming home and the pleas that we hear from all the associations, but definitely the American Legion as well, it seems to most Americans that are going to hear this story, it is an atrocity that veterans are sleeping outside in the cold while the VA again has to stop what they're doing, readjust with new employees, and go back and correct many, many years of wrongs. And so I feel bad that the two of you are sitting here as such new employees. And I know the VA has a long way to go, but I just think that it's such an outrage that we all have homeless veterans in our areas, and we're all trying to make every single tax dollar accountable, to be used what it was given for in the spirit of being good stewards, which is what the American people ask of you as well. But I thank you for being here, and I yield back the balance of my time.